Krishna never lets you in Vrindavan. How we can reconcile? Now you will have to reconcile it anyhow. When Nanda was weeping, Krishna became and Baldev became of two kinds, in two forms. One prakat lila and one aprakat lila. Prakat lila, Krishna and Baldev were in Mathura. But aprakat lila, they came with Nanda Baba. Where? In Vrindavan. The son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, Krishna, Brajanda Nandan, he returned with Nanda Baba. We know that Krishna never comes to Mathura, that Brajanda Nandan. His one form, one manifestation comes, like Vasudeva Krishna. So, in his bullock cart, Nanda Baba, he took Krishna and Baldev with him. But that scene was not seen by anyone. And he came, returned to Vrindavan, to Nandagaon. And in one bullock cart, one Nanda Baba, manifestation of that Nanda Baba, was feeling so much separation and weeping. He returned to Mathura without Krishna. Reconciled all these things. Very, very secret. Only high class of devotees can realize this. Otherwise, all the gopis and gopis will die at once in a moment. Yashoda Maiya also. So there are two things there, two leelas, pastimes there. Aparakat leela and prakat leela. Then, now I am coming to my point that I wanted to tell you. All these 6 days, what I told, it was like Introduction. I wanted to give you some nectar of love of gopis, to whom even Uddhava could not taste. He came to Krishna and glorified. So after that, what became? Krishna went to Gurukul, as I have told all of you. And one day he was sitting on the roof of his palace. Yashoda and Devaki and Vasudeva all were there. And Krishna alone went on the roof of his palace. And he looked towards Vrindavan, north side. From Mathura. And he became so sad and he began to weep bitterly. He saw that from here, Mathura, he saw his mother is weeping so bitterly. She had become blind. Now I've heard that all the cows are dying. So many died. Now all the cops are not taking milk from their hearts of their mother. Now cuckoos are not singing. Even peacocks not dancing because no Krishna. So he was looking all these things and he began to cry. Oh Yashoda Maiya. Oh Nanda Baba. And he began. Oh gopis, oh Radhe, oh Krishna. And in the meantime, his bosom friend, But how can they? Sachin Krishna, and he saw that, oh, Krishna is sitting there and weeping so bitterly. Yet it has been told, Vishrinam Prabhu. Uddhava was most higher in rank in whole Mathura. He was so intelligent in all Japan. He was prime minister of Krishna. Daitaha. So much?
Near and dear.
Near and dear. Shakha. Friend. Shishya. Disciple. And Brihaspati. Sakshat Shishya. And he is told to be like Brihaspati. But more than Brihaspati. Brihaspati, the priest of demigods. And he came and saw Krishna with him. Krishna hold, he took his hands, in his hands. Uddhava wanted to pacify him, but Uddhava has no words to pacify. Why Krishna is weeping? For whom he is weeping? Because at that time he has not known the glories of gopis. So he cannot realize what was birhanal separation fire in Krishna. And Krishna is burning. And anyone not qualified to save him. So he is burning, burning, burning. Uddhava came and told, why, friend, you are weak? And then Krishna took his hands in his hand and began to tell, Uddhava, Gacchho Uddhava, Brajam Samya, Pitrino Pratimavaha, Gopinam Mayo Gabidim, Masandeshar Vinocha. Uddhava, you are my friend. You are my prime minister. You are all in all. I know that you are more dear to my Baladev Prabhu, to Lakshmi, to others.
More dear.
Oh, you are my heart. I am your heart. And I don't know anyone. So I am telling this secret thing to you only. You should go to Braja, Vrindavan, Nanda, Gokul. Oh, Samya. Samya means? What is it mean? Like soft. But?
Soft and pleasing like the moon.
Samya. Pitri, no. He is telling himself. Pitri, no. Our father. Krishna may tell his father, but why is he telling that our father? He thinks that Uddhava is my brother. And who is father? Pitro, your mother and father both. For Yashoda and Nanda. He is in Mathura, in the palace of Vasudeva Devaki. They are there. But he is telling to Uddhava, my father and my mother, Yashoda and Nanda, are very unhappy, feeling separation, like fire. You must go there. Pritimabaha, you should pacify them. If Krishna is son of Vasudeva and Devaki, why he is telling? Now Uddhava now heard that, oh, really? I know that Krishna is son of Vasudeva and Devaki. But why Krishna is telling like so? Oh, it may be that partly he will be the son of Vasudeva Devaki. You know how? Partly. But fully, he is son of Vasudeva and Nanda and Devaki. You should know. Swamiji has sometimes, in the beginning he has written like this, that he was a adopted son of Devaki and Nanda. But after that he has admitted all these things. And not admitted, he knew this fact. And gradually, like Sukadeva Goswami has told, he follows Sukadeva Goswami. So really, all Brajavasi know that Krishna is son of Nanda and Yashoda. Not of Now he is, he taken some what? Wonder. That all. Now Krishna is admitting that Krishna is son of Nanda and Yashoda. Yashoda pacified him. Why he Krishna told first to mother and father that Uddhava should know. My father and mother are so dear, but more secret thing is that my most dearest are gopis. So that is the reason. Gopi nam mayo mad diyo gavading matsan deshai dimocha. Isako, taking my message to gopis. Gopis are of feeling so much separation, so much more than Nanda and Yashoda. So you should go and pacify them, not with your logic, not your tattva, not your intelligence. By what? Anyone can pacify, getting by only words. So what I am telling to you? Matsandesha, my message only, the words of my message. You should tell as it is, I am telling. Not mixing anything, not a single word. And you should go to gopis and tell. Then they may be pacified. How the gopis are? Krishna is admiring, glorifying gopis with his own mouth. Tam man manashka. Mat prana. Madathe tatya dainaka. Here is the glory of gopis. Krishna himself admitting and telling. I think that there is none in whole this world that they can glorify gopis like Krishna. Only Krishna can do. And he could not glorify him them so high. That is why he took the beauty and mood of Radhika to know the glories of gopi. And he made his guru Vishakha Devi, Shiksha Guru. And then he knew something. Now in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can glorify more than Krishna even. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not descended to this world, anyone has no any idea of glorifying gopis, especially Radha and Krishna also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are so lucky to come in his life, in his line. So much. He is telling, Ta manmanaska, all the gopis. Manmanaska, what is the meaning of manmanaska? That engage their whole mind. Observe, they are totally absorbed in me. Nothing else in day and night, 24 hours. They think of me and they have already observed in me. How? That I tell a story? What a story? You should tell in brief. You don't remember? Oh, you?
Once there was a newly married gopi who came to Nandagaon and her mother-in-law was stopping her to come out and take darshans of Krishna. But then she came, and when Krishna was coming back from the forest after grazing cows, then he pinched one of the cows in such a way that he ran towards that gopi who was looking towards Krishna. And Krishna, in order to come and take the calf back, he came and he touched the cheek of the gopi with his flute and quickly ran back. And now this gopi was stunned. She was looking like a statue because her heart was completely taken over by Krishna. So after some time, her mother-in-law came and she saw that this gopi was standing and wasn't doing anything. So she shook her and told her, I told you not to see Krishna and you did obey me. Now you see, you cannot do anything. You are completely useless. And then she strongly with anger took her in and gave her some engagement. First, she gave her some pot and yogurt to churn. And then what was happening? Instead of churning the yogurt, she has mustard seeds in the pot and she was trying to churn them. And after a while, when her mother-in-law again came, and then she noticed and she again spoke with harsh words and said, Now I know you cannot do anything because you have been bitten by the black snake. Okay, I must make some other arrangement to bring you back to normal consciousness. And then she gave one rope in her hand and so many pots and also so many pots on head, and then gave also one child to go and bring water from the well. And all the Braj ladies, they are habitual that they can carry so many pots, 1, 2, 3, 4 on their head, and they can also walk towards the well. So as this gopi came to well, then she took off all the pots and she kept the child on the wall of the well, and she made the rope, the knot, and instead of giving that knot, the rope, on the one of the pots, she gave that in the neck of the child. Because she's completely absent-minded. She doesn't know. She's not in her external consciousness. And then as she was doing that and about to drop the child in the well, all the other gopis, they shot it and they said, "Oh, stop, what are you doing?" And then one of them said, "Oh, she must have been haunted." And another gopi said, "No, she's not been haunted. She's completely taken over by Krishna. That's why she's completely forgotten herself. Because her mind has completely absorbed in Krishna's thought, she's unaware of her any engagement whatsoever." And this is one of the examples of what you're doing.
Man manaska mat prana. Mat prana. And their what prana means life. And that is why gopis, when Krishna came from Vrindavan and came to Mathura, then they would have been dead without Krishna. But they were not dying. Why? Because Krishna was their life, their prana. So they were not dying. And also, mat prana, all the gopis are my life. Not my priya, my life, Krishna, all the gopis are. Madhathe takta deihaka. For me, they have given up all their deha and daivik, everything. Their decoration, their taking, anything, and all jobs they have left for me. Mameva daitam, and only their beloved, no one other. Prishtam, their dearest. Manasa gata, totally observed in me. Ye tatta, lok dharmansha madakhetan vibhagna. They have given up their all kinds of shyness, dharma, pranasham dharma, everything. Their husband, everything for me. So I must, unko paan poshan karna.
Nourish them, look after them.
I must support and nourish them. Those who have left everything for me, those who leave everything for me, in any time, I must nourish them and support them. This is his promise. So you should always remind this. If you are giving up any, all things, worldly things, and always remembering Krishna, observing Krishna, then you should be not in any doubt that Krishna is surely supporting you in life. So don't be worry for your supporting, nourishing and anything. We are depending on our relatives, but at the time of death, they cannot support, they cannot save us, but Krishna can save us. So he is telling that I must support and nourish. Oh, that is why you must go there. Maita priyasam paishthe duvasthe gokulastriya smaranto angdemo yanti virah kantha vipala. And here, and there, telling soul separation. They cannot do any job, nothing, even taking any remnant of prasad or anything. Always, they are waiting. For what? Oh, Krishna has told and promised that I am coming day after tomorrow. So all our mangis waiting for that. They are thinking that, oh, day after tomorrow. Krishna had told. So when day after tomorrow come? When? They are thinking that. Oh, Krishna has told, so day after tomorrow, tomorrow. And they are waiting. All the gopis are not entering in Braj, their houses. Where they are? In forest of Nandagaon. Kadambater or Uddhavkyari or Kadambakyari. Anyone cannot see. Only by the grace of Krishna, mercy of Krishna, or Yog Maya, only Uddhav Sade. Dharayanti Ati Krishnena Praya Pranana Kapanchana. Pratyagamana Sandeshya Palabhyomi Madhatmika. Only they are keeping their life that Krishna has promised that he will come. And they know that Krishna must come. But when coming? Tomorrow. That is why they are. That when Krishna will come and we will die, then he will not see us and then we will also die. So one is to please Krishna, that Krishna should not be unhappy. They are anyhow keeping their lives. So you should go there. Then he gave his Vaijayanti mala. He gave his golden crown. He gave him garments. Saffron cloths. And also the chariot of Kamsa. Golden. And he was going in the way with Uddhava, telling all these things, how gopis are, how Nanda Baba is, and all other things. But Uddhava saw that it would be very late. So himself he went on the chariot and sat there. And he checked the horses and they began. Krishna was still there, ascending. He was looking towards the Rath. And after that, when Rath was out of his sight, then he was looking towards the dust. And when dust was also subsiding, only he was thinking of gopis and gopis. Then anyone come and he took away to Krishna. Go, Praman. Then we will begin on tomorrow. First, how Uddhava went there and what dialogue was there and what he saw there. So only you will hear. And try to remember all these things. These are all the glories of Gopi, especially the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to give all these things. And that is why he gave it to Rupa Goswami, and he gave to Jiva Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami Mahaprabhu gave, and thus Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur too, and then they expressed in the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. You should try to remember all these things. This is called bhajan. Gaur Praman.
This Bhagavad Gita also Maharaj only in this Prakat Leela, not in the Prakat Leela.
After. Yes, one of
them. Look into the store, I stole the holy deal. Gave it up freely to everyone who came. As it goes through the town, all the fortune it found. In love of Krishna, pure and sweet. Nityananda Prabhu, you love never be. Let's take the shelter of your dancing lotus feet. Meet our Goranda Goranda 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 Meet our Goranda Goranda
So well known for his great devotion to Krishna. Unfortunately, since he met that sannyasi, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his behavior has become quite strange.
Oh, brother, your words are true. Have you noticed how he's become disinterested in everything pertaining to family affairs? His negligence leads me to fear the worst. I know what is on his mind. After all, he is my only son. Hiranya, in your opinion, what should I do?
Let us both speak with him. Together, we can make him realize that he can understand and fulfill his religious aspirations by staying at home and fulfilling his worldly obligations.
Good idea. He's asleep. Perhaps we can speak with him tomorrow.
No, we should deal with this at once.
Oh, Raghunath, your uncle and I would like to discuss something of utmost importance.
Raghunath, is it proper to neglect the request of your father?
Raghunath, answer me. Raghunath! Oh, He's gone! My worst fear has come true!
Don't be in anxiety. I'm sure he has set out to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Guards! Raghunath Das has set out to Jagannath Puri. Take horses and 10 men. Catch him and bring him back here immediately.
Yes, sir.
No, please bring back my Raghunath. Please.
Follow the main road.
2 days have passed and no news. He is such a tender boy. Anything could have happened to him.
What's that noise? Ah, the guards are coming back.
My son! Oh, Raghunath, my son, you've returned! This is like a thunderbolt to my heart.
Raghunath Das, is this the behavior of a righteous man? Is it the business of a righteous man to give such pain to his father? Raghunath, you can worship Krishna. You can chant his holy name. You can do all of these things, but in the bosom of your own home. Why do you insist on this activity of a mendicant and at such an early age?
Oh, Raghunath, what your uncle says is true. He's very, very wise and experienced. Please listen to him, or you will invite calamity upon yourself. Come now, take bath and take some prasad. You look so weak and thin. Why do you behave like this, Raghunath? You used to be such a...
Approached his father.
Oh, Father. Yes, my son.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying very nearby in the house of Advaita Acharya. So I am begging you, please give me the permission to go and see his divine lotus feet.
You want to see him? You want to go? Wait.
If you do not give me permission, then my life is sure to leave this body.
Oh, my dear son. My dear son. Just wait a minute. Hiranya, what should we do?
Let him go. Let him go.
But
send him in the company of a number of vigilant servants and make sure that he comes back very soon.
Dear Raghunath, you have my permission to go see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So go now and meet with him. Get blessings from him. Offer your respects. But please return home very soon. Very soon. Please.
The gods will keep very vigilant surveillance over me day and night. How will I be able to slip out from their hands? How will I be able to ever go and meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Neelachal Puri Dham? I must find out some way to escape.
Raghunath Das. After accepting his service for 7 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him appropriately.
Oh, Mahaprabhu, I am so fallen, and I am so sinful. Yet somehow or other, today, you have walked into the path of my eyes. Yet even right now, Providence is conspiring to lead me away from you.
Oh, Agnes, why are you crying? There is no need. Be patient and go back to your home. Be patient and go back to your home. A person may desire to cross over the ocean of material existence, but you do not need to act like a madman. Gradually, if you follow my instructions, you will be able to cross to the far shore. One should not practice the renunciation of a monkey just to show off to the common man. This is not the way. Externally, you should perform the duties of a common man, but internally, you should have nishtha, very strong faith in this path of bhajan. In this way, Krishna will become pleased with you, and very soon, he will deliver you from the path of Maya. Soon, I will be visiting Vrindavan. I will come back soon to Jagannath Puri. At that time, you should find a way, some trick, to come and see me there. Krishna will tell you how to do it. Do not worry. If one has Krishna's mercy, a person has all the power and you will be able to overcome all obstacles. Do not be afraid. Be strong.
Raghunath Das returned to Saptagrama a thoroughly changed person. He managed his father's estate and accepted all the responsibilities of a worldly businessman. Govardhan Majumdar arranged his marriage.
I don't know what to do. It has become almost a daily affair. Raghunath Das runs away, and we catch him and drag him back. So far, all his attempts to escape have become unsuccessful, yet he remains completely undeterred.
Our son has become completely mad.
I agree.
I don't want to say this, but this matter has become so serious.
Yes.
What should we do? Can't we just try to keep him here by binding him with ropes?
Our son has at his disposal opulences like Indra, the king of heaven. His wife is more beautiful than an angel. And all these allurements cannot attract his mind to stay with us. So what is the use of a lifeless rope? Though I am his father, I cannot nullify the reactions of his previous activities. Chaitanya Chandra has bestowed his full mercy upon him and accepted him as his very own. I think that it will be impossible to detain him for very long. Who can confine such a madman once he has bestowed his heart on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
The next day, Raghunath Das, in the company of many servants, went to meet with Nityananda Prabhu, who was performing Sankirtan with his associates in the village of Panihati, dancing and chanting along the banks of the Ganges. Lord Nityananda appeared more effulgent than thousands of rising suns.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Today I'm taking a vow. I'm taking a vow that anyone who even once, just once, if you chant the holy name of Krishna, with faith or without faith, I take it upon my head. I take responsibility that I will deliver that person. Mark my words. So please, I implore you from the core of your heart, please chant. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare
Krishna! Krishna
Krishna! Krishna Krishna!
Hare
Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Look, here comes Raghunath Das, and he is offering his obeisances from afar.
Whoa, Raghunath! You are a thief, Baba. Come here. Come here. I will punish you now. Come here, Raghunath. Oh, Raghunath. Don't you know, Raghunath? Don't you know that the two lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are my life and soul. They are my property. And you want to attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without coming through me? No, never. Never, never, never. Yes, you are a very, very big thief. So, today, I must inflict some punishment on you. Yes, I will sentence you. You must have a feast, Mahotsava, for all the Vaishnavas. Bring chip rice, yogurt, and feed all.
Let us go. We will bring yogurt and ghee and sugar and chip rice and camphor and so many bananas and many things and feed all the Vaishnavas. Quickly.
No comments in the
Oh, Nityananda Prabhu. Back in my house, I have cooked food and offered to the deity so that you can take prasadam there. And now, with this festival, it is lying untouched.
Oh, Raghava Pandit, don't worry. We will honor prasadam now. And tonight, then we will come to your home. Don't worry. I belong to a community of cowherd boys. And we take great delight enjoying on the banks of the river, having picnics, and enjoying feasts. Don't worry, we will come. Oh, but how can I honor this prasadam without Gora? No, no, no. Jayo Sachinandana, Jayo Sachinandana,
Jayo Sachinandana, Jayo Sachinandana,
Jayo Sachinandana,
Jayo Sachinandana, Jayo Sachinandana,
Gora!
Nita!
You have come!
Yes!
Oh, Gora! Anita!
Just like a dwarf who tries to catch the moon. I tried again and again, and I failed. I know that no one can get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. And therefore, even though I am quite unfit, and even though I am so afraid to submit this plea to you, I request you, sir, please fulfill my desire.
Oh, Raghunath, because you have had this feast on the bank of the Ganges, you should know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come only for you. Just for you, he has come. Yes. So, now, your path, it is completely clear. All obstacles?
No more. They're all gone.
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will directly take care of you, and he will place you under the care of Sarup Damodar. You will become a very confidential servitor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You'll be very famous. Now, I want all the Vaishnavas to give their full blessings to Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das Prabhu ki!
Yay!
Raghunath Das Prabhu ki!
Yay!
Raghunath Das Prabhu ki!
Yay!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare!
Raghunath Das returned home and eagerly awaited for the opportunity to escape, to be arranged by Krishna. From that day on, the young Raghunath Das would not enter the interior of the house. At night, he would take rest on the Durga Mandap. Nearby, a group of guards would keep watch to make sure that he did not try to escape. One night,
Raghunath Das.
Now, all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are leaving Bengal and they're going there to Jagannath Puri. On pretext of attending Bhatiyatra, they go there just to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If only I could go with them. But alas, they're so famous. If I were to accompany them, I would be caught immediately. Hargo, when will your soft, golden form become the object of my vision? Will it ever be?
Raghunath Das.
Oh, Gurudev.
My Pajari has left his service. I want you to come with me immediately to his home and help me induce him to return to that service.
We can go immediately. That's
very good.
Gurudev? Actually, there's no need for you to come. I can go there. I will induce him to resume his service, and I can send him to your home. So you can return now, and I will certainly send him there.
Very well. Do not delay.
Now is golden opportunity for me. I'm out of the house. No guards, no soldiers, nothing. Quickly I can go there to be with Mahaprabhu. There's not a moment to lose. If I take the main road, they will catch me before sunrise. But if I go through the jungle, they will not be able to find me at all. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu! Oh, sadhus! Oh, Vaishnavas! Your blessings are infallible.
Back at the house of Raghunath Das, the watchman, being unable to find him, immediately went to inquire about him from his spiritual master. When Yadunandana Charya said that Raghunath Das had already taken his permission and returned home, there arose a tumultuous sound and everyone cried bitterly. Meanwhile, Raghunath Das is going through the jungles from village to village in the direction of Jagannath Puri Dham. He did not care to eat or sleep, for his mind was concentrated upon the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, eating only once every 4 days, and occasionally taking rest in some barn or cowshed. Raghunath Das made rapid progress. After only 12 days, he arrived in Purushottam Chitra, Jagannath Puri Dham. When Raghunath Das met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord was sitting with his companions, headed by Swarup Damodar.
Mahaprabhu, there is Raghunath.
The mercy of Sri Krishna is stronger than anything, and he has saved you from the ditch of material life, which is like a hole into which people pass stool.
My lord, I don't know who Krishna is. I only know that you have delivered me from household life.
Your father and your uncle are very unfortunate, for they consider the material happiness to be the goal of life. They are Vaishnava Praya. Sense gratifying persons are blind and will always be born again and again in this material world. It is very unfortunate. My dear Swarup Damodar, I entrust to you Raghunath Das. Please accept him as your son and servant.
My dear Lord, I accept whatever you order.
Now I have 3 associates named Raghunath. So your name will now be Swarupaya Raghu, the Raghunath of Swarup Damodar. Raghunath Das has undergone many, many penances and has fasted for many days. Please, take him into your care until he has recovered. Raghunath Das, go and take your bath in the sea. Then, after you have visited Jagannath, come back here and take prasad.
Swarup Damodar Prabhu, I want to ask a question to Mahaprabhu. I have left my household life, but I don't know why. What is actually my duty?
My dear Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das will not speak a word in your presence, yet he has this to say at your lotus feet. I do not know the duty or goal of my life, so kindly speak some instructions from your lotus mouth.
Yes. I have appointed Swarup Damodar as your instructor, and he should instruct you, for he knows more than me. But if you would like to hear some instructions from me personally, then listen with great attention. You should not speak prajalpa with common people or listen to what they have to say. You should not dress extravagantly or eat too much. You should offer all honor to others and expect nothing in return. Always chant the names of Hari and serve Sri Krishna within your mind and offer all respects to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan within your mind. This is my instruction in brief. But Swarup Damodar will instruct you in more detail.
Being placed in the care of Swarup Damodar, Raghunath Das began to serve him in his sadhaka form, and internally, in Siddhadeha, in his identity as Rati Manjari.
Swarup Damodar. Previously, Raghunath Das has invited me every month for 2 years to eat at his house. And now, he has stopped. Why is this?
My dear Lord, Raghunath Das has reconsidered his activities and thought within himself. I accept goods from materialistic persons to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch. But by accepting charity from materialists, my mind has become impure. Raghunath Das thought that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts invitations from me only because he knows that a foolish person like me would become morose if he refused. But he knows that within your mind, you are not satisfied by such activities.
Yes. When one accepts invitations or food from Vishayis, one's mind becomes contaminated and he cannot think about Krishna or perform sadhana about his divine pastimes.
I have seen that Raghunath Das no longer goes to beg for his maintenance at the Shingadwara of Sri Mandir.
This is very good. Begging at the Simhadwara is just like being a prostitute, always thinking, oh, this person gave something yesterday. Perhaps he will give something today. Oh, that person didn't give me anything. Better that he should go to the free prasadam booth. That way, his mind will be free, and he will not talk so much prajalpa, and he will be able to peacefully chant Harinam.
He went to Ananda Bazaar, but now he goes to the place where the shopkeepers throw the rotten rice. The Tailangi cows go there to eat. And what they reject and leave behind, Raghunath collects. He takes it home, washes it, and takes it mixed with a little salt.
Oh, how wonderful! How wonderful is his renunciation! I am very pleased with Raghunath Das. Let us go and see him immediately.